All right, settle in. The neon is buzzing. The air is thick with stale smoke and cheap perfume. And you found your way here, to the quiet, dirty corner of the world we call Blood in My Stool. Yeah, that's the name. If you're here for a bedtime story, you're in the wrong goddamn bar. This isn't a podcast. It's a confession booth. It's a diagnosis for a world that's sick in the gut. The name is a symptom, and these stories, they're the goddamn autopsy report. Tonight, we're reading from the author, a man who's been chewing on broken glass for 56 years and has the bad manners to spit the blood back onto the page. He writes about women and booze, and the quiet, ugly, beautiful machinery of a life that's been run hard and put away wet. Don't expect any heroes. Don't expect any goddamn answers. Just a few honest, ugly truths from the bottom of the bottle. So if you're one of the ones who is still here, one of the other poor bastards who understands the taste of it all, fine. A man should get what he pays for. Pour a drink. This is the good stuff.
I was bouncing between two shitholes at the time. Sharon's house, which was a sad apartment complex of white trash that had been left behind in Lakewood, and Lewis's house, which was just a different kind of quiet desperation. At Sharon's, there was this skinny kid, same age as me, already showing the signs of a serious drug habit, and his beautiful little blonde sister, who definitely caught my eye. But then there was Marissa. Marissa was smart, strong, and had a blue mohawk, ripped jeans, a flannels shirt. She was a beautiful, angry question mark in a world of boring declarative sentences. She got my attention, and I couldn't shake her. Maybe it was her. Or maybe it was the acid I was carrying. We'd sneak off in the middle of the night, straight to the cemetery where Carrie Carpenter was buried. I'd slip her a few tabs in acid, little squares of borrowed salvation, and we'd fuck on a blanket spread over the grass where they laid the children down. A pathetic plot. Nothing but tiny plaques with names that barely had 5 years to them. That's where we chose to sweat it out. That was our holy ground of filth.